Refugee resettlement agencies remain in a holding pattern while the fate of President Trump's revised travel ban is decided in court. Some agencies in Massachusetts expect arrivals through the end of this month, but beyond that, it's anyone's guess. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on the impact the travel ban, even temporarily halted, is still having on resettlement agencies.
Resettlement agencies structure their budgets around the number of refugees they anticipate resettling, so the uncertainty around the executive order and subsequent legal challenges has serious fiscal consequences. Jeff Thielman is CEO of the International Institute of New England, a resettlement agency working in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. His agency expects 8 refugees to arrive by March 28th.
It means that we have not filled a number of positions that were open in all 3 of our offices in the resettlement area. It also means that we may have to make further reductions. We're going to make those decisions in the next few weeks.
Another resettlement agency based in Worcester and operating in both Massachusetts and New Hampshire laid off and reduced hours for 14 employees, a direct result of the president's travel ban. Jody Justifin is vice president of communications for that agency, Accentria Care Alliance.
Although the orders have been stayed, even the most recent one, we are no longer receiving any refugees in the pipeline. And we don't anticipate receiving any more refugees until maybe 4 to 6 months out at the earliest.
For the time being, Justifin says the organization will focus on supporting refugees already resettled in New England. The revised travel ban called for a 120-day closure of the refugee admissions program, among other restrictions. Despite the temporary freeze on that order, the finances of resettlement agencies are still unstable. But what could boost the coffers is a return to pre-Trump quotas. Before he left office, President Obama capped the number of refugees admitted into the U.S. during the current fiscal year at 110,000. Resettlement agencies engineered their budgets through September based on those projections. President Trump cut that cap on refugees to 50,000. That's an action within the powers of the executive. But since Trump's cap is part of an executive order, the constitutionality of which is under question, Boston immigration attorney Carrie Doyle says the quota may be challenged in the courts.
While the president does have broad authority to set the fiscal numbers, because it's caught up in a lot of the other problems with this executive order being potentially unconstitutional, the question is whether the 50,000 is also stayed.
State Department officials could not confirm that Trump's refugee cap remains intact, given the freeze on the travel ban. Justifin of Accentria Care Alliance says the group has no reason to be optimistic about welcoming more refugees in the near future. But, she says, Accentria's new Americans resettlement program will ramp up if additional refugees are allowed into the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.